I'm Brian Riley, and I hate tipping in advance.
Welcome to Grumble Goat. My name is Matt Labodka, and this is a show about all the small things that drive me insane. Let's grumble.
Okay, let's say I was going to offer to you a good or service. And when you were going to pay for that service, I'm going to ask for a little bit more money. And I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to get the service I'm promising you, or that it'll be good, or that you'll like it. But I want you to pay me more anyway. You would probably tell me to get lost and take your business elsewhere. But this is what we deal with all the time when we are asked to tip for something that we have not yet received. Everyone wants you to leave a tip these days. And, oh yeah, I also want to be clear that I'm a good tipper. I always tip, and I tip well. But if I'm going to tip, I would like to have received what I actually am tipping for before I decide it's worth extra. And to not have it work that way is just actually kind of insane to me. You get the stare. People stare at you. So you're guilted into it. You feel like you're paying a ransom. Like, well, if I don't leave a tip, are they going to spit in my food? Are they going to give me less? So it's not even tipping for good service. It's preventing bad service. But here's the thing. It doesn't even always work that way, does it? You leave a tip, you pay for something, then you see someone just ignoring you, not doing the thing that you just tipped for. You can't leave. You can't take back your tip because you did it with your card. All you can do is sit there and get angrier and angrier as the person who has your tip mocks you. They don't have to do anything. They already have your money. I want to leave, walk out, but I've already paid for it. It's like they're holding you for ransom. They're shaming you into it. And it has nothing to do with the service. You have no incentive to do a good job if I've already tipped you. You have me. It's already done. And I just have to sit and wait like a chump. There's nothing I can do about it. All I can do is sit there and be mad about it as I'm mocked by the person who already has my advance tip. I'm Brian Riley, and I hate tipping in advance. And that's the grumble.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
What?
Grumble, 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 grumble. What's got your goat?
For the latter half of the show, we'll bring in my better half, Veronique, for an unpretentious look and a segment we call
What's Got Your Goat?
Veronique, how are you doing today?
I'm great.
Oh, good.
I'm ready.
You've got a pep in your step today.
Yeah, you know what happened today.
What happened today?
Well, I had to move the car.
You did have to move the car, yeah.
It's street cleaning this week.
Right, it's street cleaning.
Which means I got up at 8 in the morning.
Oof, I tell you, our listeners, oof, they really feel for you, 8 in the morning.
They should, but I did it. I woke up, okay. I waited in the car. Mm-hmm. I moved the car when the street cleaner came by.
Excellent.
And then I put the car right back in its spot because you can't trust these streets.
No.
You can't.
Yeah. But that's also the process in New York City is you just sit in your car when you're not supposed to be parked there and then just move the car when the cop comes by and then you put it right back in the spot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Every time I'm doing the turn, I'm like looking around being like, don't take my spot. Because I will fight you for the parking spot.
Veronique, as much as I'm enjoying our conversation about parking right now, we have a guest in the studio.
We have a guest.
Patiently waiting for his turn to talk. Brian Riley, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
It's fantastic to have you here. Thank you for coming
up. Fantastic to be here. Thank
you.
Yeah.
Welcome. What's happening?
I'm here.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. We got you in the studio. This has been a while in the coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We asked you to be here a while ago, and just our schedules haven't lined up. Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
You and I, we met doing a show.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
doing Honor.
Yes.
Last October.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was a beautiful show. And I've seen you. You keep working. You just got out of another play.
He's working.
Yeah,
he's doing
stuff. You got out of another play.
Yeah, I just finished another play called In the Garden of the Hesperides.
Amazing.
Which was wonderful to work on. It's written by David Adam Gill. And just wrapped that on Sunday. Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was part of the Queen's Short Play Festival.
Congratulations. Yeah. And that one was a cutthroat competition, from what I hear. Yeah, that was
We made it right to the end.
Each play had to fight.
Yeah.
It was a battle royale.
Combat. It was a melee at the end.
Only one shall survive.
Yes, and it wasn't us.
Yeah. All right. So loser Brian has joined us in the studio.
No. He's not losing.
Wait, what?
That's right.
No, No.
No way. He's not losing. You have more things that are coming up.
Yeah, well, yes. There's a short film that I produced and star in with my partner, Sammy Smedley, and she wrote and directed it called Christmas Anonymous.
Amazing.
And we're hoping for good things to come for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled. Follow me on Instagram and you'll hear all about that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Love it. Is there any way to like view that? It's just in festivals right now.
Yeah, not yet. It's not for public viewing yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love a Christmas movie.
Yeah, right. Yes. She wrote a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. We have yet to produce it.
We but, need okay. to produce she wrote it. Christmas but
movie.
Yeah.
It's a delightful, <It's done. laughs> delightful movie. So what are you up to outside of here? Outside of acting, outside of here, what are you up to?
The biggest thing on my schedule since my play closed was Grumble Goat. So
That's a pretty big
and
thing
it's been
on our
lovely
schedule
so
too.
Far. Thank you. Yeah. For the, delicious food at your favorite bagel place, which you've mentioned more than once.
Inwood Bagels.
Oh,
yeah.
Inwood Bagels.
Inwood Bagels. They're the best.
Let me ask you something. Hmm. When you paid for the bagels, did you have them delivered or did you pick them up?
I picked them up.
Did they ask you for a tip?
Oh, okay.
They have a jar.
Well, they have a
As
jar.
As it should be.
They have a jar.
Oh, that's right. And now the computer says they do the swivel.
Well, so there. Here's the thing. They have updated their system, so they have a swivel. Mm. And I'm slightly conflicted when I walk up, then like delivery, because like you've walked up the 5 flights of stairs, you should get $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like to pick up a bagel from a place that I ordered, I walked here, I ordered it, I picked it up. I'm conflicted. Sometimes I've given
and
them
they
a
haven't,
tip.
And they haven't given it to you yet.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah, because when you order, you have to tip.
When you're asked to tip, aren't I supposed to tip for something that I've received?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because like I complain sometimes about the tip culture in America. Like nowadays, like, you know, 20% is now the new norm for waiters.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but at least they've provided the service before I give them the tip.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
I want to give 25% because it was awesome.
Yeah.
Or 30 or even more.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm really mad, I'll only leave 18%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then once you sign the check, and then you can shirk out.
Yeah.
There's no like, you don't stay there lingering.
No.
But at the coffee shop, if they swivel the thing and you have to hit the 20% or zero or whatever,
and
just have
they're
to
staring at
you're
you.
You're still
yes.
there, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, there's one more screen before you're done. The tip screen.
Right.
And you're watching me.
Yeah.
And it's like, so am I tipping you for good service? Or am I being held ransom?
No, it's
am I not going to get any service,
right.
let alone good service,
am I not gonna
unless
get...
I tip
right.
in advance.
Exactly.
Tipping in advance.
Is my latte not going to taste extra super delicious because I didn't give you 25 cents?
Yeah, because it feels a little bit like the mafia, you know? You're like, oh, you want a black coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How good do you want this black coffee to turn out?
How much do you really want that coffee?
I'm going to
make you a latte you can't refuse.
So when I was growing up, and you know, times have changed since I was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Like you were allowed to ride your bike around, and you know, you didn't have a camera phone.
You're allowed to ride your bike.
You know, like,
you're still allowed to ride your bike around, right? But
only
if your parent is right there riding the bike next to you.
Right, exactly.
And
right.
Your phone is on, and you're trapped in the GPS.
Helicopter parenting.
So rule of thumb. It was, you're going to go pick up the food, but once you get the food, you leave a couple dollars. Hey, thanks for bagging this up for me.
Yeah.
Now, with this swivel checkout meter thing, it's asking me for 15%. It's asking me for 20% on the coffee instead of like, oh, here's a dollar.
Here's a dollar.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but like nowadays, coffees can be $7 depending on what thing you're getting, right?
Yeah.
Especially in New York City.
Or where you're getting it.
Or where you're getting it. So like... then you're tipping.
Yeah.
You might as well have been at a sit-down restaurant and had full dining experience.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get the full experience.
No.
So why am I giving you more of a tip than what is the standard when I know you're getting an hourly wage, which
exactly.
is great.
But not only that, you haven't had the experience at all yet.
I know.
I'm tipping for something that hasn't happened. And then I might watch someone just ignore me, talk to someone, talk to their friend. Like, hello? Like, I would walk out. Except I've already paid for it and tipped for it.
Oh my gosh.
That is infuriating.
It's incredible.
I can't take my money back.
Right.
I tipped with my card. It's already paid for.
It's gone. It's in the ether.
It's gone. And I'm being mocked by someone who has my extra money and isn't giving me the service that I paid extra for.
Extra for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is more like a hostage situation.
Yeah.
That's not a gratuity
You're
anymore.
You're like, please do something now.
Don't be mad at me.
please.
Right. And how dare you ask for your money back? Could you imagine? Like, oh, excuse me, I want my tip back because
I paid for service and I feel like I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like in those old gumshoe movies, you know, where they'd like walk up to the street tough and be like, hey, did you see a blonde come through here the other day? It's like, I don't know nothing. And then they hold out their hand, you know, they got the fingers pinched together.
I don't know, maybe.
And then
maybe
Drummond's got to pull out 20 and hand it to him. And they're like, all right, yeah, I saw a blonde girl.
Yeah.
Looking good. Legs from here to eternity, you know, good looking girl walking by. Yeah. Anyway, but you got to pay up front to get the service.
I'm not asking you to be my friend or even be nice to me.
Right.
I'm just asking you to do the thing that I'm paying you to do.
Right.
And if I pay you extra ahead of time, then do it well.
Right.
Yeah.
Or at least timely.
The best of your ability.
Me the correct thing that I asked for, you know.
Well, I had that happen. So I had ordered a bagel from our favorite bagel place. I think this is why we actually got so close with them is because I called and I was like, there's bacon on my egg and cheese. And I was late today, and I'm going to the hairdresser, and I'm going to be in that chair for 5 hours, and I really needed this bagel, and now I can't eat it. You know, and I, like, straight on meltdown to Gabrielle on the phone, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was like, it's not your fault, but now I'm upset, and I don't know what to do.
All these emotions, you know, all these emotions exploding out of you. It's like, I just needed to shout. I'm not angry at you, but like the voice had to go somewhere.
It's unfortunate when that happens. And I also said that to Gabrielle. I was like, and then I went into Murray's and their bagels were stale. Like, your bagels, the best bagels at your place. Yeah, no, totally. And I don't remember if I tipped or not.
It becomes more like there's certain, like, you know, waiters, bartenders, you know, we know that their income is coming from tips.
Sure.
So, you know, that's part of the bargain. And then, you know, you tip.
Yeah. It's part of the dining experience. Yeah. Right. We know that there's a tip. It's like if a bellhop takes your bags at the hotel, you give him a tip.
Yeah.
Like, it's just part of the experience.
Yeah.
You know?
But give him $2. You give him $5.
You give him
$2. You don't give him 20% of what your luggage
is. I've lifted your bags before. Yeah. You owe him more than
You know what I mean? Like, and yes, I would have to give someone 40% to carry my bags.
No, what I hate is with the swivel thing, when you go to get a coffee and they swivel the thing and they're like, all right, fine. You know, I'm blessed by making a good amount of money. I'll give them a little tip, you know, hit the 20% thing, sign the thing. And then they swivel it back and I watch their eyes go down to the screen.
Yeah.
Their eyes go right to the screen. They look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't look to see whether I was worthy of a coffee or whatever.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're going to serve me?
Yeah.
If it had been 18% instead of 20, would I be getting the same service?
Yeah, here's what they got to do. They got to swivel it around, and then once they swivel around, go and make the coffee.
So that happens.
Don't continue standing there staring, you know?
Or you should make the coffee, give it to me, let me make sure I actually got what I wanted.
That doesn't make any sense.
And then I'll tip you.
Never!
That doesn't make sense.
It's a crazy idea. People have called me a revolutionary for bringing this up. But I would like to pay for things after I've received them.
On the other hand, though, the modern era is all about speed and efficiency, right? Everything has regimented and fast and faster and efficiency and speed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
it's like, I need a coffee. Here's the price for coffee. Price, coffee. You know, like speed. Everything's got to go with the
lightning. Yeah, but then who's my money going to? Is it as the team? Should I be looking for my tipping?
Yeah, I wonder about that too.
Am I supposed to look at the ensemble behind, you know, the bar of the bagel shop and be like, okay, how well are they working together? Yeah. You know, are they
nice to
each other?
We got to be bringing wads of singles, you know? It's like, bring wads of singles and just start throwing money at the people that are working on the bagel. Hey, that milk frothing looks great.
Yeah.
right.
Dawson crumpled up
or
singles.
Or are you only giving it to the cashier person by doing the tips?
The person who did the least amount of work in this process.
Right.
Like, is my tip going to the person who's giving me a dirty look as I pay for it?
Yeah.
And then ignore me
or be actively rude to me. Right. I don't need to be your friend, but don't be actively rude after I tipped you.
Yeah, I'm like paying you to not be rude. Yeah,
Brian,
I'm actually paying you.
I paid you a ransom.
Yeah. Right.
Brian, what happened? Are you okay?
I know. It scarred me.
Did a coffee person spurn you?
It wasn't a coffee place. It was a food place. And then like I watched them make it. Took like the dregs out of one part and like didn't give me a full portion. And I'm like, and I've already paid and tipped for that. And I'm just like, could you actually fill up the bowl for me, please?
Yeah.
And then like takes it back. And I'm like, what's going to happen now?
What's going to happen back then? Yeah. What punishment have I unlocked?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, and I paid extra for this. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of at that point.
And I'm sorry that you hate your job, but like.
I get it. There's a club for that. It's called Everyone.
Yeah. Right. You know? Right.
Don't take it out on me.
You know, you're just like, no, that's my sandwich.
Yeah. No, that's my sandwich.
Wait, no, with love and care. Yeah. And don't forget the Chipotle mayo. Yeah. And, you know, like
it's like, and then like, well, you feel guilty about it too.
I'm sorry,
I don't mean to bother you, but could you make it look like that picture?
Can you make it look like the
just like a little bit like that?
When I ordered, not I was like looking at the picture. Guys, what's the next phase in tipping?
Oh my!
Like
gosh.
They're already asking for it up front. Like, are they gonna have like a doorman? You know, you gotta pay a cover to get into the coffee shop.
Oh my gosh, hilarious! Yeah, like, that's a very good point.
It's $5 to get into the Starbucks. Yeah. To get in. Yeah,
it does say something about society. It's like, I'm tipping this surly, actively rude person because I'm afraid they'll be even worse to me.
Right.
Right.
Thank you for not spitting in my coffee.
Right. Right.
I like the idea of a barista like sort of holding a loogie over the coffee as you like slowly pull out more singles.
Slowly dripping.
Like, here's 5 singles and then I suck it back in.
You keep throwing more money in the jar. It's getting closer and closer to your cup. All right, that'll do it.
I like the idea of like a teacher getting tipped. You know, we used to give the apple like on Teacher's Day or like on their birthday, we'd give them an apple. But now it's like after a test, you just slip them a 20.
Yeah.
Every test you're tipping the teacher.
Teachers just start substitutes.
Oh my gosh, then it's a bribe.
Exactly.
Substitutes just start coming in and being like, all right, pop quiz today. And everybody just pulls out their wallet.
I love the idea of little like 6-year-olds doing this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones.
You made a good grade, sweetie.
Extraordinary 6-year-olds.
Yeah. This is 20% of the semester's tuition.
It used to be the bullies that stole the milk money.
Oh my gosh.
Now the teachers are like, Billy, you're falling into C territory here.
I know your father does quite well for himself.
Now wait, are we growing into our parents? Is this the boomer advice of make your own coffee? Are we supposed to make our own avocado toast?
Is that what
you're saying?
Oh, God forbid.
But no. There's a level.
I have a great place for avocado toast. I'll tell you guys off air.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
But let me tell you, it's $10 cover to get into this place. You're going to like this avocado toast.
Just be willing to pay in advance. And, you know, the idea of sounding like a boomer, you know, like, you know, it's like, oh, I remember when we tipped for things that already happened.
This has been an episode of Grumble Goat.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Matt Labatka.
I'm Veronique Hurley. Please subscribe.
I hate when people say please subscribe.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. If I'm really mad, I'll only leave 18%.
We did it. We've conquered another one of life's little annoyances. But the truth is, what I really hate is commercials. And I'll wager you do too. And that's why Grumble Goat is proudly commercial-free. But to keep it that way, it takes the support of fellow grumblers like you. If you hate commercials, head on over to our Patreon page and see if becoming a Grumble Kid is right for you. And as always, don't forget to Grumble Goat responsibly and share with a friend.
Grumble, 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 grumble. Pa, 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 pa.